Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, well, welcome back. I am Reba Haas.
And I am Eric Osnes.
And you're back with Open House with Team Reba. So we were having a little fun there at the end of the last segment, joking about Prius. And I got to say, I just laughed my butt off during the break because
lo and behold,
Joe, what do you drive?
I drive a Prius, too.
I just love it.
I was glaring it, Eric.
That has got to be the most.
I'm not going to ask what kind of bumper stickers you've got on the back of it. I don't want to know. We'll just leave that.
We won't go there.
Oh, but that was just got to be the best moment on the show so far to watch your face.
I told him after the show, I'm going to go measure his front left tire. I think it's smaller than the front right. That's what causes them all to go into the left lane.
I know. That is your theory. You would love to prove it.
That's right.
All right. So anyway, we're back, and we do have two wonderful guests that are here today. Besides having Joe from Synergy Systems here in the studio with us, we should have Larry Stratton on the line with us. Larry, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Well, excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time today and being on air with us. I can hear there's people working feverishly in the background behind you.
We do have some tenant improvements going on here today, so my apologies for the hammers and saws and construction noise.
Hey, well, at least we know you're really working, right?
That's all good.
So they're really working.
Yes. Well, they certainly sound like they're working. And if you're there kind of keeping an eye on things, there, you know, it's all good. So, So Larry, I want, if you would please, for our listeners, tell us the company that you work with and a little bit about what you do.
Okay. My company's name is Cascade Thermal Imaging. And the website's cascadethermal.com. And we've been in business about 10, 11 years. And we have done commercial electrical inspections and industrial inspections. So we've done a lot of work in the residential area and as well as both the commercial and industrial areas. The inspections and surveys that we've done, as you remember from long ago, I think I did find the report we did for your customer.
Yes.
In Seattle a few years ago, which was a very interesting inspection, to be honest with you.
Yep. Oh, yes, it definitely was.
As a matter of fact, we sometimes make a really good friend on an inspection, and sometimes we make an enemy, so to speak, when we have to really say, okay, this house has some problems that are going to be have to be dealt with down this road, and as far as its energy capabilities and efficiencies and or moisture intrusion and things of that nature.
So, Larry, I'm going to stop you just for a quick second. So listeners have no idea what you're talking about specifically with that transaction you and I had, so I'm just going to do a quick highlight on that. I had a client who was buying new construction. This was just before the downturn. And there was two townhomes on the back and a standalone townhome on the front section of this property that had just been brand new construction. Everything was nice and new, looked pretty, all those kinds of things. And during the general inspection, one of my usual guys, John Laswell of Laswell Home Inspection, using his moisture meter, because you're still on new construction, you still want to get a home inspection. And he noted that there was moisture underneath all the first floor windows, which is not a good thing in new construction. So he recommended that we do further investigation. And Larry, that's when you and I got engaged on this particular transaction. You brought in your thermal devices to do thermography on the building. And we found not only the standalone building, but also the one behind. Both had these same water issues, and it was because they had improperly installed the siding. So when you say you made a friend and then you made an enemy in that transaction, that builder was not happy. And I got to tell you, I don't think I ever got a chance to tell you, Larry, what was hilarious, because in that transaction, the builder refused to fix the problem. All he wanted to do was caulk where the water intrusion was happening, and that was going to be a long-term nightmare. And many years later, this was hilarious because my client happened to have a brother who was an architect, and he was really pushing that we try and get that siding redone, and it was going to be a $70,000 fix, and there was no way that this guy was going to do it, so we canceled out of the transaction. And Larry, you're going to love this. who you make friends with and who you end up being a big twit with make a big difference. Because that guy, he not only was the builder developer, but he owned the siding company that did the work on the buildings. 2 years later, the architect brother, they had a big project, and lo and behold, he goes into a meeting, and who is sitting there as the potential contractor for the siding? It's this guy.
Oh, karma came back.
Karma
big
came
time.
Back wow. in a wow. big way and bit him in the butt.
So, Larry, I'm looking at your website and I'm seeing these fascinating mm-hmm. pictures showing a thermal image of the sides of a home. And I'm assuming, mm-hmm. and there's all kinds of bright colors here. And if I'm looking at those images, I'm assuming that it's indicating moisture, behind the walls on these photos. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, it depends what particular.
In layman's terms, basically, tell us a little bit about what your equipment does and what it identifies and how that can help a homeowner that's considering purchasing a home.
Sure. Thermal imaging is done with infrared camera, and infrared technology has moved from the military into the private sector over the last number of years. And it really is a unique technology in that it detects electromagnetic radiation and then converts that in the camera and within the computer into a light spectrum that we can see with the human eye. The human eye can only see in the visual light spectrum, which is very small. The infrared light spectrum is quite larger, and it gives us the opportunity to see what is actually happening with the electromagnetic radiation signatures that are given off by the materials that are behind the surfaces at times, as in where there's missing insulation, where there's thin stud days and so forth, where there might be moisture intrusion behind a stucco wall from the exterior, for instance. Where a house or a building, from looking at it from the outside, if you're looking at a heat loss situation or inspection or survey, you might see real warm signatures and warm temperatures, which would show up as in the high yellow, red, and white areas of a house. And I don't know which page of my website you're on, but,
okay.
but there's the image gallery has a lot of pictures on it that show different types of things. Now, thermal imaging is not part of a usual pre-purchase energy check, and it's not, part of what is required by law or anything of that nature. But what you're looking for is to, you're going to be paying the energy bills if you're going to purchase this property, or if you want to increase the or enhance the efficiency from your energy standpoint and make your home more comfortable. So you want to try and eliminate the air leakage and infiltration, which occurs from outside air that enters the house. It's usually through cracks and different openings. And proper sealing of these cracks and openings in your home can really significantly reduce your heating and or your cooling costs in the summertime, which improves the durability of the building, for one thing. And it also creates a healthier indoor and more comfortable environment. And the question is, and why should I do this? Well, it's not really a requirement in the normal building process per se, but, since you are the one that pays the energy bills, would it not really be significant for you to know, well, has there been some shoddy workmanship involved here that's causing energy loss or moisture intrusion? As Reba just mentioned, we found a significant amount of moisture intrusion in that house, which was brand new. The cost of thermography for doing a residential home is relatively inexpensive, and it pales by what the number that she just threw out for what the repairs are by a magnitude of, I don't know how many, hundreds.
So
it would be safe to say, Larry, that at least in most homeowner's cases, it this makes sense, especially like if you've just purchased a place, that maybe you want to have something like this done, even if it's not during the purchase process. But if you want to get the longest term benefit from it and to do those changes, maybe as early as you can in your ownership period.
Absolutely. I would never buy a house without doing it myself. Being in this industry in 10 years and looking at thousands of homes and seeing what I see from viewing it through my camera is a $27,000 infrared camera. So it's not a toy. It's a scientific piece of equipment.
And, makes you a house you know, superman.
We have moisture meters and blower doors and all those other types of things too. But you know, it's a matter of really seeing the naked truth with through the eyes of infrared, because we as humans are only going to see a visual inspection. So that being said, an infrared inspection or an infrared survey on a residence augments the visual inspection that, of course, the home inspector does. And oftentimes you'll find in, you know, where contractors install insulation, you know, they put it in all the obvious places and so forth, and they confirm it. But, you know, what really shows the truth of, you know, is there some missing insulation? And if so, it will really raise the cost of your energy bills. And insulation installers, oftentimes, they're not even licensed. And
sure.
in many cases, they're not trained in the installation of insulation as far as air barriers are concerned and thermal barriers and heat transfer and so forth.
Yeah, so Larry, we're going to be ending this segment fairly soon. So I want to make sure and have you back just real quick to also talk about one of the other things, because you talked about the doing the air blower test as well as a way to test efficiencies in a property. So I want to at least get a chance to talk about that. So we'll bring that back. If you can you stay around for the break?
Sure.
Okay. So let's definitely make sure and hit that and then talk about, you know, what people, after they hire you, what are the things they're kind of looking for to learn and how that comes across. Okay.
When we come back, more on energy efficiency with Larry Stratton from Cascade Thermal Imaging on Business Radio, KKOL 1300. Stay tuned.
Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back.